Spreadstrap edition of This American Life. I'm Ira Glass. There was a story that one of our producers, Mickey Meek, did this fall as schools were opening. And I think it illustrates what makes stories here on this radio station different from what you find elsewhere. This particular story was about two high school teachers named Clark and Bailey. They are married. He's 33, she's 26. They joke that their pillow talk is reviewing each other's lessons for the next day. And they teach at different public high schools in Utah County, south of Salt Lake City. And before school started this year, the county commissioner in that county said that he did not think that kids should have to wear masks to school to protect them from coronavirus, which as teachers, Clark and Bailey thought could threaten their personal health, and they worried about this. And Bailey attended this public meeting at the county building about all this. It was packed with a long line of people waiting to make comments. And when these people got up to the mic, most of them accepted that COVID is real, but they said they don't trust the CDC. They thought all the precautions about COVID were overblown. These were mostly moms, including one with a baby strapped to her chest. So here's Mickey from that story.
There were tons of conspiracy theories. Like that mom with the baby, she said this thing I heard a lot of parents there say, that CO2 and germs can get trapped in your mask and make you sick, which is totally false.
You want our kids to breathe their own CO2. Yes. Do you really think it's good to breathe in your own germs for hours?
She's saying, do you really think it's good to breathe in your own germs for hours?
Amen.
This myth has taken off in parent groups all over the country. The American Academy of Pediatrics even put out a statement to try and dispel it. And another conspiracy theory at this meeting, that mask mandates will lead to more kids getting abducted and sex trafficked. Also not true. The fear is that if kids are wearing masks, they'll be harder to identify and rescue.
Those numbers will continue to rise because of a world are at home and online all day and being masked. It's a pedophile's dream come true.
Listening to all these parents, Bailey and Clark were alarmed, worried that they might have to face classes of 40 kids who were going to fight with them about wearing masks.
Bailey actually went up to the mic and spoke and talked about her fear of getting COVID and said that masks are a minor inconvenience, and she got heckled and booed. And as the first day of school approached, she and Clark were really apprehensive, wondering how widespread this vehement anti-mask feeling was going to be. And when school began, it was definitely awkward, the first day of school with masks and social distancing and dealing with all of that. Clark's first class, he said, he had never taught a group that was so quiet and somber. Here's a recording of that from Miki's story.
Raise your hand if you're just kind of like stressed and sad. You. Is anybody feeling like anxious about wearing masks or feeling like bummed about wearing masks? A little bit? Yeah, tell me more. You're bummed about wearing masks? It sucks. Tell me more. Why does it suck?
I don't know.
Little by little, his class starts to open up. Clark keeps lobbing questions at them. About 15 minutes into this conversation, he tells them about his own anxiety.
But that's been one of my anxieties coming back to school is I don't want to have to tell somebody to wear a mask, you know? Like that feels stressful to me.
And so the kids, they seem to get it. Clark has two other periods that day. He never gets any pushback. The kids all wear their masks.
I'm going to jump in again here. This is the part of a story like this that I think often gets left out of news coverage. You know, we hear all the time about public meetings like the one that Bailey went to, where there are conspiracy theories and people cheering and booing and everybody's at each other's throats. No possibility of common ground. And it's all covered on TV and people talk about it on social media. But where all that led in this case was to a perfectly peaceful first day of school. And it's important to document that as well. Like, for everything that is so awful and divisive in this country right now, it's also true that sometimes things go just fine. And we need to include that in the picture. Here's how Bailey described that first day of school for Clark when they saw each other at the end of that day.
I don't know. I like was thinking about it after school today, and I was just comparing like these sweet sophomore students to the parents who were in that meeting. I'm like, oh my gosh, these cutie high school students are just like so nice and so willing to like just do this thing so they can be in school. And like all those parents were just like losing their minds and being like so childish and unreasonable. I don't know, it just is really nice.
Are you tearing up a little bit?
Yeah, a little bit. Just really nice students who want to be at school.
You know, when you listen to public radio, of course, you get the breaking news and analysis and context. It's part of the news stories you hear on this radio station, morning and evening. But we also work hard to try to document this other part of things, the stuff that doesn't fit into the easy categories and the divisions that everybody's always talking about. And when you donate to this radio station, that is what you're supporting. You're supporting independent journalism that tries to capture the reality of life in this country in its full complexity, including moments like this one where things work out fine. Like Miki notes during the story, there were 100 people protesting masks at that public meeting in Utah. That was 100 people out of more than 500,000 in Utah County. Those other 500,000 deserve to have their lives documented accurately too, like not just the protesters, and capturing the complexity and reality of this country as diverse a picture as possible. That is what we're trying to do here. If you think that's valuable, if you think it's important to have that on the air, please help us out. And if you pledge right now, we have this special thank you gift this hour. Again, I went through our archives and chose my very favorite episodes from over the years. I picked 50 episodes, two for each year we've been on the air, put them into a collection that you can stream or download on your computer or on your phone. You get these 50 hours of entertainment for a price so low, just $5 a month. I repeat, just $5 a month. We're making it so low to help you finally make the leap. You know that you've been thinking about pledging. Someday you've thought, someday you're going to do it. Can I just say, today is the day. The moment has never been better. My favorite 50 episodes for the low, low price of just $5 a month. And you support independent journalism at this radio station. Here's how to pledge.